All right, here we are on another Tom Burnaby Tuesday, and it's time to find out what's happening in the city of Canton and Mayor Tom Burnaby on our WHBC Newsline. Good morning, Mayor.
Hi, Pam. Good morning. Good morning, Canton.
Looks like another busy night for City Council.
It was, and before I get to Council, let me just say to you a happy belated Valentine's Day.
Yes, happy belated Valentine's Day for you, too.
I spent my Valentine's Day evening at City Council, so I was not with my Valentine, BB. She was waiting at home. What did Pam do?
I was mapping out what stores I'm going to go and buy the half-price Valentine's Day candy today. That was it.
And I have one bad Valentine's Day joke. What did one light bulb say to the other on Valentine's Day?
What?
I love you a whole lot.
Oh, that's pretty cute. I like it. But bump.
Okay.
That was a dad joke.
I'll work on that further. Council, yes, had a busy night once again. Passed lots of good stuff. One of the main things we passed last night was to approve a three-year contract with our Canton Police Patrolmen's Union. It's very similar to the contract we approved last week for the firefighters. If you remember, the firefighters' contract came in large part out of a fact-finding procedure. But this contract will be 3 years, retroactive to January 1. It also will trigger higher starting salaries for our police cadets, which hopefully will increase our pool of candidates for recruiting purposes. The contract should help us with retention, too, because one of our concerns, and it's not only Canton's concerns, but it's all cities, and that is both attracting new officers and retaining officers. So this contract provides higher increases, particularly to younger in seniority officers. And then it also compresses the number of steps for our older officers so they reach their higher levels of pay sooner. It provides a hazard pay bonus, the same as the firefighters. It provides a vaccination bonus. And it's a good contract for the city to get done, and it's also a good contract for the police union.
Yeah, and so that leaves the FOP?
That leaves the FOP, and by way of division, the CPPA represents rank-and-file patrolmen. The FOP then represents the supervisors, starting with sergeants, lieutenants, and captains.
Okay. Very good.
And that one should be put together pretty quickly because it generally follows almost by formula from the CPPA contract.
All right. And you also, I was interested in finding out more about the annexation. This is to an area of Broadway Avenue.
Yeah, this has been a good year, or 2021 and going into 2022 are good years for annexations. We completed the annexation process for what we call the Broadway Avenue 2021 annexation. This is 67.9 acres. It lies immediately to the east. It's an old farm area. Lies immediately to the east of the Skyland Pines Amazon area. We have zoned this light industrial, and we anticipate, of course, that with the construction of Amazon, the whole area surrounding that area and this particular property, should become a good property for future economic development.
Yeah, for sure. Then that's going up pretty quickly over there too. It's interesting.
They are moving like gangbusters, absolutely.
Yeah, pretty awesome. So what else did we have on the agenda last night?
Well, and again, we've done this on occasion with us, but something that we continue to emphasize, we signed another agreement with WiFiber. That is an internet smart technology company that we utilize a lot in Canton for installation of an additional 22 security cameras and 4 license plate readers, which will be installed at various intersections in Canton. I think now we've installed something close to or around 100 security cameras, but they have really, really been helpful in solving crimes. Smart technology license plate readers are pretty cool. What they do is tell the license plate reader that you're looking for a specific license, and it immediately searches every license that goes through an intersection, and it will find it if it comes through the intersection, and it then instantaneously then reports it back to our crime center, which again, it's proven to be a a great resource for solving crimes.
Yeah, man. Technology these days sure is helpful, right?
Yes, we're watching you.
Oh, gosh. Don't say that. And so what about storefront reinvestment program? I like this one, too.
Yep. This is another good one. Back in 2020, we first adopted this. This was the idea of our director of planning, Don Angus. But this is a storefront reinvestment program. It provides a 50% rebate up to $25,000 for improvements made by property owners to commercial and retail buildings for things like windows and awnings and painting and signage. And the purpose is to improve the exterior conditions and appearance of our buildings, which then enhances, of course, other economic development. In the first program, again, the money has been spent. We had 22 approved improvements, total investment of $620,000. This then, the council approved last night, is another $250,000 for the program going forward. We use comprehensive plan funds for this.
All right, so I guess we'll wrap things up, but the Super Bowl certainly didn't turn out the way some Ohioans wanted it, right?
Yep. Just did want to say quickly, if I have a moment, I did want to congratulate Dr. Gregory Miller. He was announced last week as the 14th president of Malone. He'll be replacing Dr. King, who is leaving on June 30th. Dr. Miller has been there for 22 years, many as a history professor, and he's presently the provost in the university. We look forward to a great working relationship with him and a continuing one. Canton has a really good working relationship with Malone University. And Dr. King has been there for 10 and a half years, and that is a long time. And he has done a great job. And before he leaves at the end of June, we will talk about him once again.
Yeah, we had the good fortune to have Dr. Miller on with us last week. So that was right when they made the announcements. That worked out great. But we're looking forward to that. And it's nice that it's a familiar face in that position, you know?
Yep, absolutely. So that is all good.
All right. So Super Bowl, were you sad?
You got it. what are we? We're Browns are 40-1 odds for next year. Steelers are 60-1. Yeah, I don't know whether Ohio will ever win a Super Bowl.
Don't worry about
Maybe.
It. Bengals were like 300-1 last year, right? Probably. I don't know. Something like that. Don't worry. Don't pay attention to those odds, okay?
Okay.
All right. We will talk to you next week, sir. Have a good one.
Okay. Thanks so much, Pam. Goodbye, Canton.